Dipper hailed off his first stone. It grazed the turnip on the left side of the face. There was a deathly silence as he loaded his sling again and tested the breeze with a licked paw. Dipper slung his second stone. It hit the right foot paw, fair and square, causing the leg to flop about. The hush was intense now, as other Gowsham crowded in to watch. Dipper loaded his final stone, crouching low as he whirled the sling. It thrummed in the hot noontide air, snapping back as he whipped off the missile. It barely skimmed the underside of the left paw, hardly causing the leg to stir. A small fat shrew, acting as scorer, scurried out to inspect the target. After studying it a while, he called out officiously,
3 hits! The Dipper scores 20 points!
The Gowsham cheered Dipper to the echo, clapping his back and shaking his paws as they roared,
Dipper scored the score!
Herfer turned proudly to his guests.
What did I tell you? The Dipper's a champagne slinger, all right.
Banjon nodded.
Oh, we ain't a bad un, mate. Did I tell you my girl Terrier slings stones? Do you think she could have a go?
Herfer had a slightly condescending note to his tone.
A maid? What, thinks she can sling, eh? What next? Aye, go on then, Terrier, give it a try.
The scorer took Tyria's name, announcing her as she stepped up to the mark.
Silencio, please! Ah, Miss Tyria, wild luck, have a red hall, happy, it's a slinging next. Thank you.
There was a light smatter of applause, plus a few sniggers from the onlookers. Evidently, they did not rate sling maids very highly. Tyria waited for quiet, then called out her targets. Her sling whoopers was already thrumming as she shouted,
2 eyes and a head!
Splack! The left hazelnut eye was driven deep into the turnip head. Reloading the sling swiftly, she whipped off her second shot. Crack! Pieces of shattered nutshell flew in the air as the stone drove through into the other turnip eye socket. The head was swinging from side to side with the impact as Tyria hopped 3 paces back from the mark. The sling was a blur, making a deep musical hum owing to the extra-large stone she had picked for her final shot. Whoosh! Whack! The force with which the stone struck the head sent it flying from the body into the bushes beyond. The whole of the Gowsham tribe went wild, cheering, yelling and rushing to congratulate the altar maid. Tyria was completely overwhelmed by the crush of shrews and had to be rescued by Skipper Brink, Erfer and Dobra, who escorted her out of the melee, off to a quiet spot on a tree-shaded bank. Logalog Erfer detailed a group of his Gowsham warriors to disperse the excited crowd of shrews. Skipper winked at Erfer.
So then, matey, what do you reckon to my Tyria, eh?